It is that time where we get him out of the little caboose in the other room and he talks footy with us for a little while. And he's he's not doing that well, Rob.
Oh.
You're not really doing well, though. Where are you coming in the footy tipping competition, mate?
About 490th.
Where am I?
About 200 places better.
Exactly, 294.
So, not great, but I'm glad that based on our bet from last week between the Knights and the Bulldogs, mm-hmm. that news director Ian Crouch, his shape for a cure, it's got a couple extra dollars in there.
It did get a few more. So
glad that we could help out.
And very glad, very happy to do that as well, I must admit. Very happy. It set my week off on the right tone. I love
the
it.
The right tone.
Love it, love it. This week's games, though, of course, it is the Easter weekend, and the Bulldogs are in fine form against the Rabbits.
Yes, your Bulldogs got a win last week. Rabbits also coming off a win. This is a great traditional Good Friday derby. A couple of years ago, they had an absolutely cracking game, very controversial finish. Last year, the Bulldogs absolutely blew the Rabbitohs away in the first half in this fixture. I like the Rabbitohs in this one. Bulldogs have a few players out. Rabbitohs coming off a nice win against Penrith. Hard-fought game. I reckon Rabbitohs get it in a close one.
Of course you do. Knights and the Roosters?
Oh, it's getting a bit frustrating as a Knights fan that they're trying very hard, but a couple of mistakes here and there just letting them down at times. Roosters, things going a bit edgy at the moment. They would have been very disappointed with how they performed against Brisbane last week. And I think coming off that disappointment, the Roosters are just going to be a bit too classy tomorrow night.
Now, the Broncos are hosting the Titans with a new halfback, I believe.
Yes, so Ben Hunt is expected to miss the next 6 to 8 weeks with an injury. So that gives Cody Nikorima his opportunity to start for the very first time in his career. He's played around 50 first-grade games. He's played in a grand final. He's represented New Zealand at halfback. But this is his big opportunity that, with Ben Hunt moving on to the Dragons for next year, he can stake a claim to make that number seven jersey his own. So based on that, Titans just got a stack of injuries. Go for the Broncos in Suncorp.
And we've got Manly taking on the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, two sides that have basically defined the past decade. They both hate each other. And in this, Melbourne, they were beaten at home last week, but I think they'll have a nice bounce back.
Manly and the Broncos are those teams that if you don't love them, you seem to hate them.
Absolutely.
They seem to have that going for them. Are the Raiders and the Warriors?
I think this one's a bit of an iffy one, actually. It's got the potential that it could be probably one of the games of the round, or it could be an absolute stinker, that on their day, both sides can produce some incredibly entertaining football, but they can also be very ordinary. It's hard to say, but I think the Warriors might actually surprise a few people.
Well, we've got the Dragons, who are on top of the table at the moment, and the Cowboys.
Yeah, and heading into last week, with 5 minutes to go last week between the Cowboys and Tigers, I would have thought this was going to be one of the games of the season. But with Jonathan Thurston out for a couple of weeks, things very much playing into the Dragons' hands. But I think this is a danger game for the Dragons. If they want to be considered title contenders and a team to watch, they have to win these sort of games where they're coming up against a side with a lot of injuries.
Okay, well, we'll watch that one. That's the one I'll be keeping an eye on. Panthers and Sharks?
Yeah, Panthers, all their players being reinstated after their one-week bans. Cronulla, they beat Melbourne last week, following up from their grand final win in a very tightly fought game. They've lost James Seguiaro for a couple of weeks, but I think that the Sharks still, they're coming into some nice form at the moment. Penrith looking a bit sketchy.
And finally?
Eels and Tigers. This will be the Easter Monday game, so head on down to ANZ Stadium. They're probably expecting a very big crowd there. Eels, they started the year very, very well, but the wheels are starting to come off a bit. They've lost their last four. Tigers had a big win beating North Queensland with their new coach. But I think look for, on Easter Monday, Parramatta to bounce back and get back into the winner's circle.
Okay, well, mate, we'll catch you next week. Have a great Easter, by the way. Thanks for your help this week.
You too, Mark.
And we'll see if you go on. What's that number again? Where are you on the footy tipping comp?
Oh, it's
400 and something. Something.
Not the best, but there's always next week.
There is always next week. And, of course, you can enter our footy tipping comp at 2NURFM.com.